Oh, man, are you looking for a new vehicle? I can't encourage you enough to get out to Sanderson Ford. If you're a contractor and you're busy, like everybody else, you're looking to get into a new vehicle, Sanderson Ford has some 2019 F-150s that they're letting go for 0% financing. You better get over there and get over there quick. Something wrong?
They are gone.
No more 2019s?
The last one was sold Monday.
It was Romy that bought it.
So Romy bought the last 2019.
They're gone.
Romy finally updated his 300,000-mile F-150. Did you really?
It was time.
Well, congratulations.
I haven't quite got to that 300,000. I'm still like 8 short. But I thought, man, for 0% interest, I'll go ahead and get this now. And I'll keep running the old one until it hits that 300,000. Yeah. But I've got the next one lined up in the parking lot.
The Romeros have been buying at Sanderson Ford for 30 years. Haven't ever found a reason to go anywhere else. And if you'll, in your next car shopping experience, give Sanderson Ford a try, you'll never shop anywhere else. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, always closed on Sunday. 64 acres of new and used beautiful Ford vehicles at Sanderson Ford.
In the studio is Register Contractors Director, Mr. Fleetham. We were talking about the recovery fund right as we were going into the break.
Right.
And you can't just apply for it because you want to. If a licensed contractor, let's say, goes out of business, or has to close down, mm-hmm. and the project's still going, that's where the recovery fund can come in.
Certainly. I'll kind of explain a little bit of thumbnail of the process. I won't get into the complete details because it's kind of it can get it's lengthy. But
it's
basically
unique to Arizona.
Right. You contract with a properly licensed contractor. Something goes south. It may be that the contractor goes out of business. It may be the contractor leaves, which we call abandonment. It may be that there is something that they've done wrong. The work is poor. You filed a complaint with the Registrar of Contractors. The Registrar of Contractors has investigated and issued what we call a directive, directing the contractor. I know this sounds funny. If they've abandonment, to complete the project per original contract and all that, because those are things that must happen, or direct the contractor to fix that work by appropriate means. And if the contractor hasn't done that, then there's a citation issued. The license is suspended or revoked. And then once that happens, then you can then make application to the recovery fund. The maximum payout on the recovery fund is $30,000 per residence. Now, if that doesn't mean that if there was $5,000 worth of work, you get $30,000. So
it's not a lottery ticket, but
that happens a lot.
Yeah.
So, but it is a level of protection that many other states don't have. And we're pretty proud of it. So licensed contractor, when they get their license, they put money into the fund, and every time they renew, they put more money into the fund. And the fund is there to protect not only during the crash, there were contractors that went out of business that were honest guys in the middle of the projects. Boom, the banks took the money, and that money was there to help mitigate some of that. It didn't solve the entire problem, but it helped mitigate some of it.
And then we had the legislature, God bless them, rob the recovery fund.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, man, that was a great recession.
And it wasn't them either. They swiped Arizona highways.
Oh, they swiped. Man, if there was money sitting in a bank account that had state name on it, they swept it, that's for sure. And there was a time where the recovery fund was a little bit slow, but y'all are caught all the way back up to speed.
Well, it takes time because there's some statutory and some legal time frames.
Yeah.
Something happens and then you can't do anything for 30 days legally or 45 days and those type of things. And once something happens here, then there's other things. So there's a variety of different things. So we work within those and do our best to improve process. in between those timeframes that are legal, that we legally must do to make sure that it happens.
A couple quick questions for you that have come in on text. Gentleman, master electrician from Wisconsin, licensed there. Can he operate in Arizona?
Okay. So there's a couple things. We don't license electricians here. We license electrical contracting companies. So if he's an electrical contracting company, he can come to Arizona and get a license. We honor his experience. I encourage him to call our licensing department. I should have their number. ROC.AZ.gov.
There you
ROC.AZ.gov is the website. Get a hold of us and figure that out. There's a lot of confusion some places. Certain states license individuals, not companies. If you're a licensed electrician, it's different than being a licensed electrical company.
That's a good perspective.
You don't have to be a licensed electrician to work for a licensed electrical contractor in the state of Arizona.
So. All right.
And one more real quick. Someone from Tucson's asking about the handyman exemption.
Okay. First, there is no such thing as a handyman exemption.
Okay.
That is not in statute. What it is there are statutes that explain who doesn't need to be licensed. Over the years, it's been called a handyman by people simply because typically work done under $1,000 that doesn't require a permit, that doesn't have electrical work done. I almost called you.
There you go. There you go.
That's not plumbing, not air conditioning, not boilers. Not a whole lot of boilers are done. That would be a person that didn't need to be licensed. If the job is $300, and your local municipality requires a permit, you must hire a licensed contractor. The person must be licensed. So I encourage you, if you're to check with the registrar always, find that out, and understand that there is no handyman exemption. So there's some contractors that call themselves ABC Handyman.
Yes.
That's just a name. But they're properly licensed. They don't do electrical work, and they don't do plumbing work, and they don't do AC work, any of those kind of things. Those things are what we used to call protected trades. It's not that,
yeah.
But those take specific experience and specific, you have to understand electrical to do electrical. It can't.
Amen.
So keep that in mind. Always check with us. If you're a consumer wanting to hire somebody, double check with us. If you're somebody wanting to do the work, check with us to make sure. So
very good. Open for business.
Open for business, also. Please call us, visit our website. We're here to help. If we don't answer the call right away, it's because we're busy, but we will talk to you.
Director Jeff Leatham, thanks
a
million
for
coming in.
Thanks.
We've got a caller we're going to try and get to here quickly.
This is actually a follow-up call that was from a couple weeks ago.
The water system for watering outside, we've been told it's called Water Hammer. I had a plumber out, I had landscapers out. Nobody can seem to figure out why it's doing this, and it's loud. Like, I'm scared some pipe somewhere is going to break, and I'm going to have a big water problem.
And we've got a follow-up to that, Tim.
I remember that call. Yeah,
we've got a solution?
Yes, thank you. Thanks to you guys. Walker Plumbing came out, Jared from Walker Plumbing, and did a great job. He was very... very kind in explaining to me, because I don't understand this stuff. So he went through it and explained it to me. He checked everything. He checked the entire watering system and found that we have two vacuum breakers, one in the front of the house and one in the back. He said, I don't know that I need to replace both. It looks like the back one is where most of the watering has come from. So let's replace that one first and see what happens. So that's what we did. And so far, no noise.
Well, that's awesome.
So,
well,
yes.
Well,
so,
Kim,
when
you were initially describing the problem to me, we have historically kept track of causes of air hammer. And Jared from Walker Plumbing, who I talked to after he left your home, he said, Rosie, you just need to know, you need to add this to your database. He says, these homes now that are 30, 40, 50 years old, many times, particularly if it's a sprinkler irrigation system trigger, these vacuum breakers now have aged out. And we're beginning to find vacuum breakers causing this problem more and more and more often. So that was exactly your case, Kim.
Yes, and Ed, he explained the same thing to me. He said eventually that one in the front will probably go and need to be replaced as well. But for right now, it's working fine, and the one in the back isn't making any noise. So I'm very happy. Thank you so much for helping me find somebody who knew what they were doing.
All right, Miss Kim, we appreciate the call. That's why we come here every single Saturday morning for homeowners in distress that need to find a solution to their homeowner dilemma. Call us, 1-888-767-4348, like Kim did, like so many others do, and we'll do everything we can to either put our knowledge to work for you to solve the problem, or we'll dip into the huge expertise pool that we have as our Rosie on the House Certified Partner Network. That's all the things that we try to get done in the way of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. As well, we produce a calendar every year. We're just about ready to go to print for 2021. It's like an Arizona home ownership manual. It tips you off on the topics we're going to cover every Saturday, so you can circle real big the shows you want to capture and participate in. You can always find the content logged online at rosieonthehouse.com. We've got years and years of archived material. You go to rosieonthehouse.com and you have a question about water heater, just type water heater into the search engine. You'll get every article that we've ever written on it. You'll get every soundbite we've ever covered live on air with it, every video we've ever produced on it. rosieonthehouse.com is like the one free home ownership manual for your Arizona home.
And if you've got your home maintenance calendar this week or this month, and you've been thinking maybe you need bug service, well, Blue Sky Pest Control for the Maricopa County area is offering a $50 off the initial service. You can use that. And if you're in the Tucson, Southern Arizona, and you've been looking at trying to maybe do something with your bathroom, there's $1,000 off the bathroom remodel liners through Tucson's rebath locations.
What other free calendar homeowner's manual pays you $1,000?
A couple ways you can take advantage of that and save as well. You can get yours by emailing us or calling us and just letting us know what address you would like us to send that to. And each year when we bring the new ones to print, we'll just automatically mail it to you.